Hi, this is Charles Kelly, Money Tips. Hope you're having a good day. It's a beautiful day here in London again, and I'm talking to you today about property and why I think property is still the best long-term safe bet compared to other types of investments, and I'll tell you why. Now, I'm doing this in my capacity as someone who's podcasting here. I'm not giving you investment advice. So you've got to form your own opinions and go and talk to your investment advisor if you want more detailed advice on what to do with your own money, because I'm not your investment advisor. I'm not your financial advisor. I used to be a financial advisor for 25 years. I've even written a book about money called Money Can Buy You Happiness, but I'm not giving you personally financial advice. But I think even though the property sales hit a record low in April, I think property is and always has been a pretty good long-term investment in most areas of the country, because the UK is split up. I'd say there's several property markets in the UK. There's London, there's the South East, there's the North, and there's Scotland, Northern Ireland. They're all different areas, and some areas have done very, very well. Other areas have remained stagnant since the last 2008 crash. Some areas have not seen a property rise in the last 10 years, and now they've gone down again. But people still invest in those areas because they give pretty good yields in terms of rental yields when they're doing buy-to-let investments. So we're in the crisis at the moment, and I want to talk to you about how you can maybe take advantage of the property market in a post-coronavirus, post-crisis market, where you know there should be some bargains around, there should be some lower prices, more sensible prices. And you know, even though property prices have hit a low, and during that period of April there was a low of actual sales reported by HMRC, this means that actual completed sales during that period in April, those sales would have related to activity that went on months before, maybe December, January, February, March even. That they're not related to the current activity going on at the moment. Now, I should also tell you that the Financial Times reports that 40% or two-fifths of home movers and sellers have actually put their plans on hold for the time being until after this crisis is over. And that's not surprising. I mean, who wants to try and move house during all of this period? But the investors are still buying. There are investors still buying. I told you last week that people are still buying at auction. There are people still buying from overseas. Hong Kong buyers are phoning up friends of mine on the phone and buying properties on the phone, sight unseen. So there's still money coming into the market. But maybe if you're a home mover planning to move house, maybe that has been just put on ice for the moment. And that doesn't surprise me. But, you know, in 3-4 months' time, it could be completely different. I'm sure people will want to pick up where they left off. But don't forget, you've also got 8 million people now, nearly 8.5 million people on job furlough. And that's going to affect their ability to get a mortgage. And why would you want to move when you're on job furlough? You're almost one step out of the door for some. And it's a very precarious position to be in. So you've got 8 million on job furlough. You've got 2 million claiming unemployment benefit of some sort, universal credit. And you've also got self-employed, another 2 million trying to get bounce back loans. So, you know, you've got at least 10 million people economically inactive at the moment. So there's no doubt that the economy is in a bit of a crisis. However, Rightmove on the 18th of May saw the highest number of people looking for rental properties on the 18th of May. That's only about a week ago. And I've certainly noticed there's a pickup in people looking for rental properties. Zoopla recorded an 88% increase in property searches recently. And these are for people looking for properties and searching on Zoopla. So there is signs that the market is moving again, although actual sales will remain sluggish for the time being, I'm sure. But why do I think property then is a good long-term investment? Well, for various reasons. You can compare property investment with lots of other things, like the stock market, for instance, or some people say gold, and you know, there's all sorts of investments where people say they've got a better return. And yeah, over a certain periods, the stock market may have performed better than property, but it's not easy to pick out the right company to invest in, is it? On the stock market of thousands of companies, it's not easy to even pick out a good fund manager that can manage your money in the stock market and not charge you a fortune or not lose money when the market's going down. So the stock market, yeah, you can make money on the stock market, there's no doubt about it. But there's one big difference between investing in, say, stocks and shares and investing in property. And that is that the banks will not lend you money to go and buy shares. And I don't think they've done that since the big stock market crash in 1929, when that was exactly what they were doing. But, you know, you're unlikely to be able to get a loan to go and buy shares in BP or Glaxo and say, well, I've got a good deal here. I need you to lend me 75% and I'll give you the shares. You can keep them in the bank as security. The bank will laugh you out of the building. They say, well, that's not security. You know, in fact, even when the banks come to sell me their investment funds and their investment fund managers, I say, why don't you, if they're so good and you're predicting a 5%, 6% per annum return, why don't you lend me money at 2 or 3% and I'll invest in your fund and we can all make money? They say, oh no, we can't do that. I said, why not? He said, well, that's not considered suitable security. I said, oh, well, but it's considered security for my money, for my retirement, for my pension, but not for you to lend money on. Well, what does that say about them? And whereas with property, obviously, you can get a mortgage. You can get what's called leverage to buy a property, which you cannot get with, you know, almost any other type of investment I can think of. Now, there are lots of ways of investing money. You know, people are putting their money in Bitcoin and all these sorts of things that I think are, you know, what various fads that come and go. But over the years, I've seen property just become a good long-term investment. And even if you look back, you know, hundreds of years, 1,000 years, property has been a good long-term investment. If you don't believe me, ask the Duke of Westminster, who's sitting on nearly £10 billion worth of property that's gone through generations and generations of families. And because you can use leverage to buy property, because you can go and borrow money to buy property, you can acquire property at a much faster rate. And there are various ways of acquiring property, even with joint venture finance and all sorts of ways you can acquire property without even having to go and borrow the money yourself. But, you know, because you can just do that, it is a massive advantage, isn't it, to be able to, say, borrow, and in some markets you can borrow even up to 100% of the property value when you're buying your first property. Maybe not at the moment, but certainly when times are good, you could have done that. 80-90% buy-to-let mortgages. You used to be able to get 85% on a buy-to-let mortgage. Maybe not now because the lender are a bit more cautious, but those times will come back. But even if you're borrowing 75%, it means you can buy a £100,000 property with £25,000 down. And who's going to pay off the mortgage for you? Your tenant. If you're doing a buy-to-let mortgage, your tenant will pay off the difference. Isn't that a wonderful type of investment? Now, obviously, it's not as easy as it all. It's just simple as that. You've got to do some homework. You've got to learn how to do this. And you may have to put up with a few bits of aggravation now and again with tenants and leaking toilets and all the rest of it. But I think over the long term, it's been a pretty good investment. And I've seen people who've been in property for years and years and years, and they've been through the upturns and the downturns and several recessions. And yet the property is still there. Why? Because people need somewhere to live, right? People will always need somewhere to live. This is a crowded island. And as long as the economy is doing okay, people will always come here. They'll always want to live here. And there'll be a demand for people to either buy a property to live in or rent a property to live in. And that's always been the case as far as I can remember and going back longer than that. So as your parents might have said, put your money in bricks and mortar. It's not bad advice, actually. And people, that there is still a demand. There's a demand for rental properties. Even in a downturn, people are still looking for rental properties. And that's why I think that's part of what keeps the economy going here is that economic activity and the fact that people need somewhere to live. So I think for me, property has been a good long-term investment over the years, over the decades, over the centuries. And that's why I still think it's a good thing to go into. Now, I'm not recommending you put all your money in property. If you want to learn more about property, there is a seminar tomorrow. It's actually a webinar. It's an online webinar. And because these training companies, not my training company, but because these training companies can't run physical events where they would charge you, they're offering a lot of free seminars and webinars that you can join for absolutely free. There's one tomorrow morning. It's called the Property Revolution Summit. It's on at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Actually, it's not tomorrow morning. It's the day after tomorrow, 29th of May at 10 a.m. And I'll send you a link to that. Just register for it and tune in for free and see what you think. See if this is for you. Property is not what I would call a passive investment, but it's certainly semi-passive. You can have a property investment that, yeah, it might take an hour or two a week of your time. You can also fully manage, have your properties fully managed as a buy-to-let investor. I wouldn't say it's fully passive, like say just buying a piece of gold and leaving it there, but it is almost passive. And you have the advantage with property of getting a growth on the property, provided it's in the same in a good area, and rental income, and that's unlike putting your money in the bank where they just give you an interest, but you know your money is not going to grow any further than that. So that's a summary of it, really. I think the even in a downturn, even in a recession, even if we go into a long-term recession or depression, I think there'll still be a demand for property bought in the right areas. And that's what I think you need to learn about, is how to buy a property, where to buy a property, how to research property, how to find out if there's a market for that property. A lot of people just rush out and buy the first thing they see, or they buy something because they think it's a nice place that they'd like to live in, but it may not be a good investment for buy to let. It may not be the right type of property for a buy to let investment, even though they think, oh, this is very pretty, it's a nice place, it's in a little village. Is that the right property to rent out to somebody? Well, maybe not. Maybe there's no demand in that area. So you need to know how to do this. And that's why I recommend to go into training. As I said, it's called the Property Revolution Summit. It's on the 29th of May. It's absolutely free. You can just click on the link I'll show you below, register for that. And you could pick up some ideas and see where you go from there. So I wish you luck with that. Stay safe out there. The property market, in terms of estate agents, they're getting back into the market now. And they may not have their branches open, but they're certainly answering the phone and dealing with email inquiries. So, I just think it's something that I've always had some fun doing, and it's always kind of made me money, really. I've always been able to fall back on property, even though businesses can go up or down. I've always had that to sort of fall back on. So have a look at that. Have a look at the link. And if you've got any comments on it, do feel free to comment below. See what your experiences has been in property or other types of investment or stock markets. Or whatever, just let me know what you think. I'm always pleased to hear your comments, and thanks for those who have tuned in and watched me on Facebook Live. Always great to see you. Hi to Andrew and others there. Great to see you, and hope you're all keeping safe. Thanks very much for listening, and have a good evening. Bye for now.